他今天的题目是你们说我是谁。
The topic of the sermon is who do you say I am?
这是一个非常严肃的问题。
This is a very serious question.
这也是我们每个人要回答要面对的问题。
This is a question that each of us must ask and answer.
如果我们回答了这个问题呢，我们就有信仰的根基。
Once we know the answer to this question, we will understand the foundation of our faith.
好，下面我们把时间交给 Ted.
Let's give the rest of our time to Ted.
Well, 2 weeks in a row. I'm sorry. Well, we are going to be in Matthew's Gospel today for a lot of our time. And I probably refer you a few loops, so sorry. So let me read the passage, I'll pray for us, and then we'll jump in. So Matthew 16 reads as follows. Now, when Jesus... I'm sorry, can you read the whole thing?
马太福音十六章第十三到十八节，你们要是有圣经的话，打开。
Matthew 16, beginning in verse 13. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, "Who do the people say the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it."
马太福音十六章第十三到十八节，大家看圣经，我们来一起念，好，预备开始。
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”他们说：“有人说是自己的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。”耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生的儿子。”耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上父指示的。我还要告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。”
Let me pray for us. Father, thank you that we get to come together as a group of believers and those who are seeking you. So that we can peer into your word for the purpose of not gathering some Bible facts, but of life change. You are a trustworthy and reliable Father who gives us each day that which we need the most. Father, I pray that each one of us brings in here burdens and anxieties. Please bring calmness to our souls and calmness to our minds so that we can think of nothing else but your word. Father, your word tells us when two or more are gathered in your name, you're here also. May this time bring you glory and bless you. It's all these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Who do you say I am? Asked Jesus.
耶稣问，你说我是谁？
So who do you say he is?
你们说呢？他是谁？
That's the question really everybody has to answer.
这是每个人都需要回答的问题。
From our text, we can see that Jesus first asked, who do the people say I am?
从经文来看，耶稣先问，人说人子是谁呢？
Even today, we hear the same types of answers.
即便今天一样有各种各样的回答。
To Islam, he is a prophet.
伊斯兰人说他是先知。
To the Hindus, he is a god.
印度教徒说他是一位神。
Even the Mormons say he is the son of God, but by human means.
摩门教徒说他是人所生的神的儿子。
Everybody has to answer this question at one point in their lives.
每个人都需要回答这个问题。每个人都有自己的回答。
The English ministry has been working through the Gospels to answer this very question.
英文堂正在通过四福音来探索这个问题。
Who do we say he is?
我们来看看耶稣到底是谁。
And we first took a look at the Gospel of Matthew.
首先我们来看一看马太福音。
And the opening of the Gospel sets the stage for what he's writing about.
这本福音书的开头，让我们看见他这本书是写的是什么。
He's writing to a Jewish audience.
作者写给犹太人。
And the long genealogy is unequivocal proof that he is the promised king.
耶稣的家谱证明了他是旧约，宣信的那位马赛亚。
He is the Messiah that the scriptures foretold.
他是旧约圣经所讲到的马赛亚，弥赛亚。
It's much like the expected birth of Kate and William's baby in England.
就像英国王子 William 和 Kate 要生的孩子。
We can prove that he is the heir to the throne going all the way back to the 700s by his birth order.
我们可以证明这个孩子是700年历史的所证明的，可以证明他是Kate 和 William 的下代。
And Jesus can be proven that he's the rightful heir to, in the line of Abraham and in the line of David.
我们也可以证明耶稣是亚伯拉罕和大卫的后裔。
He is to sit on David's throne eternally.
他永远坐在大卫的王位上。
He sits there now in heaven and one day will return to establish his kingdom here on earth forever.
他现在是坐在天上的王位，将来会到地上掌管一切。
But even that understanding is incomplete. We need the rest of the Gospels.
但是这还不够，我们需要看剩下的福音书。
Mark begins his Gospel with John the Baptist, the promised forerunner of the Christ.
马克的福音的开头讲到使徒约翰，他是先驱，先锋。
I'm throwing words in there that aren't on the screen. I'm sorry. My turn? Okay. but this isn't a complete, we need the entire Gospels. This is because Mark is writing to a Gentile audience who of course is non-Jewish.
因为他是写，马可是写给外邦人的，而不是写给犹太人的。
That Jesus was prophesied to have an announced forerunner had to be explained.
因为就是耶稣有一个先锋得再解释一下。
So the last prophet that we have in the Bible is John the Baptist.
圣经上所讲到最后的先知就是使徒约翰，施洗约翰。
that John showed up exactly how the Old Testament prophesied is another proof, it's not the proof, but another proof that Jesus is the expected Messiah.
施洗约翰的出现也是在旧约圣经里所讲到的。
But his gospel will present the Messiah as something they didn't expect, a suffering servant.
但是讲到耶稣的圣经里头，就是人们就是didn't expect，没有想象到耶稣会是一个受苦的仆人。Now
John goes all the way back to the beginning of time and said, "This is God who became man."
约翰一直回到创世纪。 讲到神成为了道成肉体，成为了人。
And this confounded or it confused the Greek influenced society of the day.
所以那时候的希腊的，就是受到哲学影响的这些人，就感到很盲目。
You see, they were caught up in the latest philosophical talk. They wanted the latest and newest and greatest ideas.
他们常常喜欢谈一些哲学的问题，总是要讲到最时髦的一些新闻。Their
great debates were over whether are things that we should. I'm not going to go too far. The great debates are whether it was physical or metaphysical, or in other words, what they were debating is it what we can see or what we can't see that's important.
他们常常会讲到什么是自然的，什么是超自然的。 换句话说，就是会争论什么是能看得到的，是能看得到的重要，还是看不到的重要。Their
questions were: Is it the big things in life, like why I'm here, or is it the little things in life, like my own happiness?
他们还会辩论我们在这里，是什么是重要的？是我的地位呢，还是我心中的喜乐？
Then Jesus shows up, and there's no neat box to put him in.
耶稣来了，他的观念跟那时候人们讲的观念不同，所以人们不知道该把他就是他是什么样的一个人物。
The metaphysical had become physical, or what was unseen had become seen.
超自然的变成了自然的。
The transcendent had become imminent. What crosses is an above time and space entered time and space.
超长的变成了平常的，那跨越时空的变成了当时的时空。And
this is one of the reasons why they rejected it.
这是他们拒绝耶稣的其中一个原因。Then
John tells of seven miracles. And some of the teaching to prove what he was actually claiming is to be true.
约翰还讲到七个神迹，还有讲到耶稣的一些教导，来证明说耶稣所宣告的是真的。But
then he states in his gospel that had he recorded everything that Jesus said and did, there weren't enough books to hold it.
然后他说，若是一一的都写出来的话。
His point was, if I told you an eighth miracle or another parable, would that have been enough to convince you?
他主要想讲的就是，要是我再讲一个神迹的话，我能convince，能说服你们吗？意思就是说，七个还不够吗？还需要第八个吗？
So let's spend the rest of our time in Luke's gospel, where we would be in the English ministry in our teaching.
最后我们来看一下路加福音，这是我们英文堂现在讲到的地方，就是路加福音。
In reading Luke's gospel, it should give us great confidence and great assurance.
我们看路加福音，我们可以得到保证，确信。
Because so many times we ask the question, how can I be sure of what I believe? Did anybody see the Spielberg movie, Lincoln, or at least hear about it? Let me ask you, is that movie an accurate representation of what went on in that time? I mean, it looks accurate. The actor looks like Lincoln. The scenes and the language and the dress all look like it should be accurate. But is it accurate?
但是是正确的吗?
Well, apparently not.
并非如此.
When viewing the film, one of our current U.S. senators looked up the voting record at the time of the voting for the 13th Amendment, which is to abolish slavery.
看完电影以后, 有一位美国, 就是现在在美国的议员, 去查看, 当时废除奴隶的这个就是记录, 投票记录。
It seemed like Lincoln did not vote against the 13th Amendment as the film portrayed.
结果他发现当时林肯没有像电影所说的投反对票。In
fact, the screenwriter in the USA Today newspaper had to admit that not only did they make that part up, they had to invent several other people to make their story fit.
剧本作者在报纸上登说，就是这个剧本作者篡改了一些故事。
So how was this falsehood or how was this fallacy uncovered? We were able to look up the records. We have written accounts, and we were able to separate fact from fiction.
怎么能知道我们怎么知道说这个故事有一些不对的地方呢？就是参考历史记录，参考一些。
And this is exactly what the physician and historian Dr. Luke did in his gospel and the book of Acts.
这就是当年作为医生和历史学家的路加所做的。
Let's read through the text and then we'll spend a couple of minutes on a couple of key parts.
我们来看一下经文，请大家打开圣经到路加福音一章一到四节。路加福音一章。
So Luke 1, beginning in chapter 1, chapter 1 from verses 1 to 4, reads as follows. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of things accomplished among us, the disciples, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants to the word, it seemed fitting for me as well, Dr. Luke writing, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, and this is key, and to write it for you in consecutive order, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the exact truth about the things for which you have been taught.
好，我们来一起念一下，预备开始。提拉维永大人啊，有好些人提笔作书。 诉说在我们中间所成就的事，是照传道的人从亲眼看见，又传给我们的。这些事我既从起头都详细考察了，就定义要按照次序写给你，使你知道所学知道都是确实的。Luke
begins his gospel with a proclamation that he has carefully researched the evidence for one purpose, to preserve an accurate account.
路加福音的开始，他就讲到他做了很认真的调查，是为了能给一个真实的记录，正确。
He collected and listened to everything that was both written and spoken about Jesus, and he separated fact from fiction.
他积累了很多资料，就目的是想知道什么是真的，什么是不真的。
So how was this possible?
这怎么可能呢？
Well, Luke was doing his research and wrote both his gospel and the book of Acts about 65 AD.
路加考察了是时候，他是在公元65年写的路加福音。
This would have been about 30 to 35 years after Jesus' ministry, his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension into heaven.
这是在耶稣在世上的那段时间之后30到35年。
This means that most of the eyewitnesses to Jesus were still alive and the facts could be verified.
这证明说当时亲眼看见耶稣的人还活着。
If something didn't quite match, it was dismissed, and only the historical accurate facts would be retained.
如果有什么不符合真实的，就可以废弃。只有真实的事情才记载流传下来。So
Dr. Luke was writing to a predominantly Gentile or non-Jewish audience.
路加医生是写给外邦人的，主要不是写给犹太人的。And
he did so with an expressed purpose to clearly demonstrate that the Son of God became the Son of Man to usher in a way for Gentiles to be a part of God's redemptive plan.
他的目的就是能让外邦人能理解耶稣基督是谁，让外邦人也能得到救恩，进入神的国，能让外邦人也能进入神的国。
Now this is good news for us.
这对我们来说真的是好消息。
Luke's account is for our benefit so that we would have great confidence because of the credibility of the research and the documentation that our faith is well placed.
路加所写的是为了我们的好，能够让我们能有信心，能够让我们知道，就是我们的信心。
Like Theophilus, we received this information so that we would have certainty of the things that we have been taught.
正如提阿非罗，我们得到了信息，就能够让我们确认我们学到的是可信的。
And we don't know much about Theophilus except that he was the recipient of the letter for which this was written.
我们对提阿非罗不太了解，只知道他是收信人。
And here he is described as most excellent.
写到他是 most excellent.
Which
珍贵的。
That's a remarkably English.
I understand.
Wow. I know two Chinese words.
珍贵的。你好。And most excellent.
Which means he's really a man of good standing and good reputation.
就说明他是一个卓越的人物。
He is Greek.
他是希腊人。
He's a Gentile. He's not Jewish.
他是外邦人，不是犹太人。
And he's also the recipient of Acts or Luke Part 2.
而且他是使徒行传和路加福音的收信人。
So notice with me, if you would please, a few observations.
我们来看一看下面几件事。
First of all, there are many witnesses.
首先，当时有许许多多的见证人。
And these witnesses would have been a written account as well as an oral or spoken account.
有的见证人是口头的见证，有的是文字的见证。
And from this research, again, Luke will have dismissed those things that were not factual.
从这个从路加福音所做的研究，他可以知道说什么是事实，什么是错误的。
And notice next that the accounts were the people who were servants or ministers of the word or of Christ.
下一步，他看一些人，就是一些人的一些记录。路加福音参考了，传讲信心的一些人的记录。
And don't miss this. These people were first-hand eyewitnesses, and they were ministers, and they were disciples of Jesus.
这些人是亲眼看过耶稣基督的传道人，有的是耶稣的门徒。
Oh, thought I had extra time. The last thing I want you to notice, though, is he recorded these from the beginning and in consecutive order.
最后我希望你们能观察到，路加从开始到末尾都是有先后次序的。
Now, the order doesn't necessarily mean chronological.
次序不一定是按照日期的先后。
It was also written in significance or importance.
是要把重要的写在前面。
And this is shown in the next section, which is the miracle birth and the pre-ministry of John the Baptist and of Jesus.
从下一段可以看出这个，路加写了。
We see this opening pattern is an angelic announcement, a miracle birth, and then the beginnings of public ministry.
我们看到同样的模式，天使的宣告，出生的神迹，然后就传讲神的话。
We see first that John the Baptist is announced, then Jesus.John is born, then Jesus. John's ministry begins, and then Jesus.
我们看见施洗约翰，的宣被宣告，然后耶稣，施洗约翰被生，生下来，然后耶稣，施洗约翰的 ministry 施工，然后耶稣。
And you can see his order of importance.Something comes first, and what comes after it is better.
可以看见次序的重要性。每次都是施洗约翰是第一，然后更好的、更大的在后面。
John's conception is a miracle, an older man and a barren woman.
施洗约翰的怀孕是奇迹，老年的男子和不生育的女子。
Jesus' conception is an even greater miracle, a virgin conception when no man is involved.
耶稣的降生更是奇迹，童女的怀孕。
John's birth is announced.
约翰的降生被宣告。
And then Jesus' birth is announced with a multitude of heavenly hosts, shepherds, wise men. It's better.
然后耶稣的出生是有天使宣告的，还有牧羊人、东方学者等等。
John's ministry is good. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
约翰讲到说，人们要悔改，因为天国近了。
Jesus' ministry is better. The kingdom of heaven has arrived.
耶稣的宣告进一步说，天国降临了。
But this is just the beginning of the study of Jesus. The entire Bible is about him.
这只是探讨耶稣的开始，整本圣经都是讲到他。
As we talked about last week, we are to yoke to him or directly connect to him.
上星期我们讲到，我们跟耶稣基督是同父一轭。
And this gives us refreshment, and this gives us confidence.
这使我们能得到更新，也给我们信心。
And we are to learn from him.
我们也要向基督耶稣学习。
Because this is the source of our assurance, and it is his promises that give us comfort.
因为他的应许使我们能得到安慰。
Even today, we want to put Jesus in a neat little box.
今天我们也想把耶稣陷在一个小的范围里。
Some of us want the Jesus holding the lamb and teaching the kids.
有的人想让耶稣基督抱着，像抱小羊一样教导我们的孩子。
Some of us want the Jesus who heals, like the lame man at the pool.
有的人想让耶稣基督医治疾病，疾病就像，医治瘸腿的那个人的疾病。
And some of us want Jesus who puts the Pharisees in their place.
有的人想让耶稣基督对付法利赛人。
And some of us want Jesus who sacrificed everything at the cross.
有的人想要耶稣基督在十字架上舍身。
And some of us want the Jesus in Revelation who comes back to judge with blood on his clothes.
有的人想要，伸张正义的耶稣基督。启示录的所讲到的。
But Jesus is all of these and even more.
但是耶稣基督是我们上面所讲到的一切，还有。
He is God who created all things, and even as man was still holding together the universe here on earth. He is a healer and comforter and granter of our needs. He is love. He is light. He is the forgiver. He is the one who took sins away from everyone who has ever lived and whoever will live. He is the giver of grace. So who do you say he is?
所以你说他是谁呢?
You see, learning is just the starting point. It's one of the key elements that Jesus' teaching is doing the Father's will.
学习耶稣只是开始点，起点，只是起点。
He was the perfect example, even to death.
耶稣是我们最好的榜样，直到他。
He even gives us a startling declaration in Matthew chapter 7, verses
21 and 23.
Arguably, the scariest verses in the Bible. Jesus speaking, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And did we not drive out demons? And did we not perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
我们翻到马太福音第七章二十一到二十三节，二十三节真是繁体字了。我们一起来念一下，谢谢啊。
凡天父我主啊主啊的人，不能说进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人，才能进去。当那日，必有 奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
To know the Father's will is to learn from the perfect example, Jesus.
知道父神的旨意，就是要向耶稣基督学习。耶稣是我们最好、最完美的榜样。
How are we possibly to do the Father's will if we don't learn from Him?
那我们要是不知道神的旨意是什么，我们怎么能照着按着他的旨意去行呢？
And as we learned last week, this is not a burden. It's freedom.
我记得上个星期学到，这不是一个包袱，而是自由。
And it will have a direct impact on your eternity.
而且这会影响到我们的永生。
So my challenge is learn from him.
所以我希望我们可以向他学习。
Start with the Gospels and intentionally learn from him.
从福音书开始向他学习。
Learn from him not for a little Bible trivia or knowledge,
不是为了能有更多的知识。
But so the Father's will be revealed to you so we can do it.
但是从读福音书的过程当中可以知道神的旨意是什么，可以按照他的旨意去行。
Because I pray none of us hear these haunting words on the day of judgment.
希望我们见到耶稣的，见到神的那一天不会听见这个马太福音上所讲的这的审判的话。
Let me pray for us. Father, thank you that you have commanded us to do something which is follow your will.
主啊，谢谢你叫我们要跟随你，要按照你的旨意去行。
But you have revealed to us everything that we need in order to follow your will.
而你给我们，让我们知道一切，知道怎么去跟随你。
Your son did come to earth to save all who believe.
你的儿子道成肉体来到世上。
He died, was buried, was resurrected, and ascended to heaven for a purpose.
他死了，被埋葬，升天是有原因的。
As he ascended, it gave him the ability to send the Holy Spirit.
他升上去的时候，他的圣灵就降临在我们的身上。
So it is through your word, through the teaching of the Holy Spirit, in communion with prayer, that we discover your will for us.
是通过你的话语，圣灵的带导，与众人一起来学习你的话语，我们可以知道应该怎么去行。
But Father, the darkness, the power that's coming against us is powerful.
但是，黑暗的是很强大的。
He's a liar.
他是说谎的。
And he wants to deceive us.
他想让我们欺骗我们。
So I pray for our protection.
主啊，保守我们。
I pray that as each of us bring our doubts to you,
我们有一些怀疑，我们把怀疑带到你的面前的时候，
that you give to each one of us that which we exactly need to strengthen our belief.
你会让我们明白，让我们的信心可以更坚强。
Continue to be with us in the next hour as we continue to learn about you and your son.
主啊，求你与我们同在。
And be with us as we go out into the world this next week to be bold and proclaim who your son is.
不只是今天与我们同在，主啊，我们这个星期，走出这个教堂的时候，求你让我们知道怎么宣告你的名。
It is with deep gratitude and deep need that we bring all of these concerns and requests to you.
真的是感谢赞美你。
Through your son Jesus.
通过你的儿子耶稣基督。